recipes for comparison. Recipes start off with someone writing them down on a piece of paper. A grandma, perhaps, has a recipe for a cake, which she writes in her recipe book. She passes on this recipe to her children and tells them that they can use the recipe whenever they like, but that they must make sure to credit her as the original creator of the recipe. The children recreate the recipe, and whenever they are asked where the recipe is from, they would always tell them that it's from Grandma. One of Grandma's children alters the cake recipe by adding strawberries as an extra ingredient. The grandma allows this, given that she is also permitted to use the altered recipe. This example has the same concept with open source software. When a programmer writes a code, compiles it into a program, and distributes both the source code and the compiled program to the users, he is giving everyone permission to access everything about the program. Users can run the program, view the code, modify if needed, compile, and redistribute the modified version of the program. The original programmer, however, would require the user to let him use the modified versions of his program, since it is his to begin with. Aside from this certain restriction, the users of the program have the freedom to do whatever they like to do with it. Let's go back to the example of the cake recipe. One of Grandma's children, the one who added the strawberries, suggests to Grandma to add the strawberries to the original recipe. The grandma thinks that this is a good idea, therefore she complies and replaces her old recipe with the altered cake recipe. In open source software, if the programmer is notified of a certain modification of a user and it is deemed to be a modification that the software needs, then the programmer will revise his program based on that certain modification. This modification is called a patch. The user who has suggested the modification is now coined as a contributor. This process of adapting user modification to an open source software is called upstreaming, because the modification goes back to the original code. The concept of open source depends on the communication and collaboration between the software developers and its users. Bug detection and fixing of open source is made easier because numerous users are working simultaneously to study the source code and to compile a modified, fixed version of the code. With open source, it is not only the developers who are finding new ways on how the software can be improved and upgraded. The users can also contribute their ideas and knowledge in the upgrading of the software. The original developer or programmer can be called the maintainer who monitors the changes in his or her original software. Let us then go back to the cake recipe. What if another child of Grandma decides to do his own version of the cake recipe? He adds raisins to the cake recipe and asks Grandma if the raisins can be added with the strawberries in the original recipe. Grandma refuses because she dislikes raisins. Instead of being disheartened, the child decides that he would create his own version of the recipe and share it with the people he knows. If a certain modification makes no appeal to the developer, the one who suggested the modification may opt to make his own version of the program. This act of not patching a modification from the original program is called forking. A forked program is a certain program that alters the original program in such a way that it becomes its own program. A forked program can be described as a chip off an old block, since it doesn't necessarily separate itself from the license of the program it originated from. Although it may seem like it is due to the avoidance of patching. Programmers that collaborate with open source result to forking if their modified versions of the original program are deemed unfit by the program's developer. Nonprofit organizations are the prime developers of open source software. However, due to the freedom of customization that open source has given both users and developers, even large companies are adhering to the open source culture. How did open source become popular? During the early times of computing, software followed a protocol and design with everyone conforming to a certain cookie-cutter ideal. Software was yet to be imagined as cost-free, and the developers kept their codes to themselves. But then, during the early 90s, the idea of sharing one's code to the public became an accepted idea to most users. The concept of software being free and open source became a reality when, after decades, the likes of Mozilla Firefox and OpenOffice were created. Open source rose in its ranks when developers started making open source alternatives of commercial software. These alternatives are free and can easily be downloaded from the internet, enticing most users to convert to open source. What made open source rise, however, was the idea of community. Fellow programmers could interact and communicate with each other, and even with the developers, which was unheard of during the early times of computing. People could collaborate with the developers of the software and share their insights. Open source has also given its users the freedom to fully inspect software before they use it, an action that was impossible to do with closed source software. Users who are into coding try open source and study the code line by line. The popularity of open source software has been anticipated due to the fact that a lot of people supported the cause. Programmers started creating open source projects to contribute to the cause, and users started to get accustomed to obtaining